You are listening to episode 116 of the FitsPro podcast, and today is going to be for all of you coaches out there in the online health and fitness world, space, field, whatever. We are talking about how you find kind of your expertise in this field. So you've got your niche, which is a description essentially of your ideal client, the community that you serve, your audience. Today's episode is all about you, your journey, your experience, developing your philosophy as a coach. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of the FitsPro podcast. If you are here for the business side of things, this is that time where I invite you to join my free on-demand workshop, Your Biz, Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business, because that's what I want for you. And that's what I help people do. So you can join that at annimiller.co/workshop-register, and those are going to be in the show notes. If you missed that link, check the show notes. While you're on the site, you can download all of my lovely free resources, which is at annimiller.co/resources. Those apply if you are a trainee. So if you're just a gym rat, you work out, you're into fitness, if you are a coach and or if you are an entrepreneur, or if you're all of those things. Check it out, annimiller.co/resources. Also, I always mention this at the end of the podcast, but I'm going to say it at the beginning because people love this shit. And if you don't get it, then you should probably get it. And you can always unsubscribe if you hate it or if I offend you. I get it. It's fine. You're welcome to do that. Go to annimiller.co/news. And sign up for my daily dose. It's a daily email. It's like 1 to 5 sentences long, and it's just something that challenges you, that lights a little fire under your tush, that shares a fact of some kind with you. So again, what do you got to lose? You can unsubscribe at any time. I'm not keeping anybody hostage. Check it out, annimiller.co/news, to get my daily dose. Now, today's episode, we often hear coaches encourage people looking to build their business in the online health and fitness space to quote unquote establish your expertise. I teach and encourage this in my FitsPro Foundations course. I get it. I'm not shitting on it. I don't think it's wrong, but I do think it can feel unattainable. Or kind of like one of those, okay, but how? Like, great, get it. How do I do that? Do I just pick something and claim it as my expertise? Do I just call myself an expert when I don't actually feel like one? No. And I would argue most actual experts wouldn't even call themselves an expert. Others give them that title. Their work that they have done, the audience they have built, the research that they have done, or the literature that they have written, the work that they have produced is what gives them that title. So what do we really mean when myself or other business coaches say establish your expertise? And how do you establish or attain it? You have a few factors here, or a few factors I believe we need to discuss before we get into how you actually establish your expertise. It's important we talk about why This is important. Why are these coaches saying this in the first place? Why do I teach this inside FITSPRO Foundations? Do I consider myself an expert? No. Not in terms of having published literature or reaching millions with my work. Not the kind of benchmarks, I guess, that I consider an expert to have. Now, publishing literature, conducting research, and reaching millions alone does not equate to being an expert. And I don't even know if we can really quantify being an expert. I don't know. But I do think a combination of these things can help in building an expertise. I could be wrong, as always. Maybe my definition or view, my personal view of what an expert is wrong. Or maybe it's not yours. When I think of experts, I think of world-renowned creators, entrepreneurs, humans, minds in general. I think of Shark Tank. I think of Nicole Walters. I think of Marie Forleo for entrepreneurship. I think of Grant Cardone for real estate and money. I think of Ramnet. I think of Chalene Johnson for all things social media marketing. I think of Mark Ripito and Charles Poliquin or Joel Jameson for strength and conditioning. I think of John Goodman for online training. He is the pioneer. I am speaking, again, specific to my field and specific to people that I have studied, but I hope that kind of paints a picture of who or what I view as an expert, because that matters. My perspective matters because I'm teaching on it, so you need to kind of understand where I'm coming from or where this perspective on building your expertise is coming from. So when compared to these people, no, I am not an expert. Not in my own mind. I think of my and or your expertise as your area of focus. So maybe I should say that, come to think of it, but part of your niche, rather your niche within your area of focus. So it's important we determine this so that we can become the quote unquote go-to person for X, whatever that is for you. When people hear pelvic floor, they think of you. Or macros, or mindset, or trail running, or weightlifting, or weight loss, or hormone management, or movement patterns, or lifting form, or flexible dieting, or pain management, or mobility, whatever it is, you want to become the go-to person for something. I can personally think of 1 to 3 people for each of those areas that I just mentioned. That's the goal. That's what I'm getting at when I say establish your expertise. I'm talking about establishing your area of focus. This is your lane, if you will. People come to you for X, period. That doesn't mean you can't have multiple areas of focus. That doesn't mean your area of focus can't mesh these things. But we do want to clearly define them for both you in your content creation process, in your offer creation process, and for your audience, okay? So we want to determine an area of focus or expertise so that you know what the heck you're doing and so that your audience knows what to expect from you. Clarity sells, my friends. Clarity sells. Let's now get into how you might begin to determine that. Mind you, it took me personally 2.5 years of business to really nail down my things, my areas of focus. And I think that's wildly important to point out. Maybe you find yours sooner. Maybe you already know what it is before you've even started your business. Maybe you find it later. Maybe you pivot along the way. That is all well and good. That is all allowed. We have 2 main pieces of the puzzle to explore. One is your passion. Secondly, is your philosophy and your messaging. So number one is your passion. What are you naturally passionate about? What area does that passion fall into? Speaking in broad spectrum, you can think of things like barbell training, or kettlebell training, or calisthenics, or mobility. Or you can think of things like calorie deficit. You're that person. You're the caloric deficit person. Then we can go into the direction of conditions. So pre or postnatal, injury prevention or rehab, strength training for runners. And forgive me if I lean, I will always lean towards training versus nutrition or wellness because training is my area of focus. It is my area of passion. I don't offer nutrition. I used to, and then I realized I don't like this and I don't have to offer this to be a good trainer. So I'm not going to. There's other people that do nutrition like I do strength training and movement patterns. So why not let that person do that and refer out to those people, right? Hopefully that little scenario even helps kind of paint the picture of why this is important. So apply these ideas to whatever area you fall into is my point there. I believe we all have unique interests and that even if 500 coaches are focused on weight loss or counting macros, they will each do it with their own approach and unique touch, especially if we are building personal brands. So don't be afraid to start off with that broad topic. For me, for example, I started with movement patterns and barbell training. That is so broad. You know how many people offer that? Lots of people. So behind the scenes with my clients, programming was kind of my unforeseen specialty. Getting your broad starting point simply gives you some direction when starting out, and then we can cut off the outside and get more specific with your experience. What certifications do you need or want to get? What can we eliminate? Where can we begin to move forward? So I hope that you can see how knowing this passion piece would help create clarity as you brainstorm content, develop offers, and refine your overall messaging, which we will get into shortly. So you don't have to do it all. You don't have to post or talk about mobility and macros and weight loss and correct form and mindset and pain management. You don't have to do all of that. That's my point. And nor, in my opinion, should you. If somebody came to your page and you did all those things, they'd be like, what the heck do you do? Like, what am I hiring you for? You're not establishing an expertise. You're doing all of the things. And I don't think you have to do one thing either. So please don't mistake that. I'm saying let's just get clear on what it is that you do. So think about it. When someone comes to wherever you exist online, be it a website, a blog, IG, Pinterest, Twitter, a Facebook group, a Clubhouse conversation, it should not be difficult for that person to determine what it is that you do, what you talk about. It should be pretty easy for them to figure that out. So let's get into some clarity by starting with your passion. And then now let's look at your philosophy and your messaging. So what lights you up? What is a go for you? What is a no for you? That can be within your modality of training or more so like the underlying mindset or the common thread that goes through your approach. For instance, for me, these are things like performance goals over aesthetic goals. If your goal is aesthetic changes, I'm not the coach for you. That happens through my training, but it's not my selling point. It's not my focus. It's not what we're discussing on a weekly basis. Process over end result. I am long haul. If you are looking for an 8-to-12-week program, I'm not for you. Again, like I just said, long haul mentality. You're going to see that in every offer I have on the business side and the fitness side. Client efficacy. You are going to see a common thread in my content, in my emails, in my copywriting, in my offers that focuses on providing a client with the tools they need to do things themselves and to empower them to do said things. So again, this is that common thread within your modality or your area of passion. Under all of my content and offers, there's that common thread of education, empowerment, and efficacy. Hopefully, if you have them, you've seen that. My point in saying that is that that is not specific to my expertise or my area of focus, right? That has nothing to do with programming or movement patterns. That's the picture that I'm trying to paint, and the clarity that there's kind of two sides to this. Within a brand, we have the area of focus or the expertise, and we also have the tone and the messaging within that area of expertise. Both are important for building a recognizable brand, which I believe you want to do, and for relating to your ideal client. The piece of the puzzle is closely related to, or even pulled directly from, your brand values. So loyalty, education, efficacy, transparency, hard work. You can hopefully see these values come through my programs, my content, my messaging, and my area of focus, which is being an online health and fitness coach and entrepreneur. If not, I have failed, in my own opinion. I also want to suggest that your passion or area of focus and the mindset therein will likely be drawn from your personal experience as well. Not always, but I do think it's worth looking into. Like, I know that my focus on proper form, movement patterns, and purposeful programming is rooted in my multiple injury and rehab experiences. I don't think that that's a coincidence. So that's kind of what I meant earlier when I said start with your broad focus, which again I said was barbell movement and movement patterns. My approach to that has been molded from injuries and rehab experiences. So maybe your area of focus draws from your personal experience. Maybe not. I'm just throwing it out there for you to kind of explore and look at. Now I have some homework for you. Number one, first off, is remember that the only way to determine and or find your area of focus is trial and error. It takes action. It takes experience, and it's going to include experiences that you either don't enjoy or that don't light you up. Okay, unless of course you have studied a specific topic, in higher education and beyond, right? But even then, you're still going to draw from your personal experiences. Experience will be how you find these things, both your passions and your philosophy, and that's how you'll find what resonates with you and lights you up. And that's a lovely thing. Second piece of homework is to look at brands or people that you would consider experts and take note of how they show up. How are they establishing their expertise? Why do you view them as the go-to person for X? And please don't limit this to health and fitness. I'm talking home decor. This could span all sorts of topics like fashion to blogging to talking about loss experiences, to divorce, to relationships, to copywriting or linguistics. Experts span many fields and they don't all look the same. So I encourage you to dissect that, people that you view as experts and why you view them that way. In fact, one of my favorite things about business is learning from and seeing people outside of my field, mainly on Instagram. I love following people who aren't in health and fitness on Instagram. I'm surrounded by health and fitness all day, and I love it, and I do follow a fair amount of people, but I also find so much joy in following people outside of my field. So give it a go. Be an observer of experts and how they show up, not so that you can mimic or copy them, but so that you can draw parallels between them and why you view all of these individuals as experts and connect some of those dots. And how you can then show up as more of an expert, or how you can narrow down your field of focus. So, best of luck to you. I do want to take a moment to thank Legion Athletics, the sponsor of this podcast. You can get 20% off with them if you use code Annie when you go to buylegion.com. That'll get you 20% off, or you can get double reward points if you are an existing customer, and that's the only way to get double reward points. They are scientifically backed ingredients and dosages. They also have 100% formula transparency, so you know what you get. It's straightforward and clear to the customer, which is why I love them. Finally, if you love this episode or the Fitspro podcast, please give it 5 stars. Leave the show a written review. It is very helpful. I don't take time often enough to read them, but every time I do, I am just so grateful for those of you that have taken the time to leave a review. It matters. So you the best. Also, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, anniemiller.co/news, if you want to get on that daily dose or weekly wrap email list. With the way that social media is behaving, it's not a bad idea. So, until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you for listening to the Fitspro Podcast.